The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome everybody. It's nice to see you all. Nice to be meeting and doing some happy hour together, practice together. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about this. I don't want to say that it's a hang up that I have, but it's something that I come back to frequently. And when I'm teaching loving kindness, I'm always saying, start where it's easy. Like, how many times have you guys heard me say this? Those of you who come here regularly hear me say this. And I know that not all Dharma teachers do this. And sometimes when I hear others do loving kindness practice, they don't start where it's easy. They might start themselves or just with a benefactor, which sometimes isn't so easy to get your head around. Like, okay, well, who is a benefactor? Maybe that's not so straightforward for everybody to think of a coach or a teacher or somebody who's really helped you. Maybe it is for some people. But I'm often saying, you know, kittens, puppies, and babies. Like, you know, this is a way to get the heart kind of, you know, softened or warmed up. Well, I want to read a little passage from this book. It's called Mindfulness, Bliss, and Beyond. It's by Ajahn Brahm. Honestly, I haven't read the book. I just looked at Metta on here, and so I've read the part on Metta. Maybe I will read this book, but I want to say a few words about Ajahn Brahm. He is a Brit born in the UK. For those of you who don't know, Ajahn Brahm is his ordination name. Ajahn is the name that's given to a monastic that's like one of the elders in the tradition. And Brahm, I think, is short for his ordination name. I think it's Brahmavanso. So he's a Brit, but now lives in Australia. And I don't know if he's the abbot, but he might be of the Buddhist Society of Western Australia. So he's kind of a popular and senior person in our tradition. Some of you may know that he has a few books. So he's known for his meditation practice, specifically about concentration. And he teaches concentration that's really a robust concentration. For those of you who don't know, there's kind of like different flavors, and he teaches more on the deep end of the pool. But he has these books, and he has a sense of humor. His books, one of them is called Who Ordered This Truckload of Dung? And another one is, I think, called Be Grumpy. You know, so he's kind of playful. And it's so all this about Ajahn Brahm, because I want to read a little bit about how he does loving kindness meditation. A senior guy in our tradition. And I will say that he's kind of like physically a large person, too. There's lots of videos of him. I've never met him. So here we go. So here's how Ajahn Brahm, he's describing his metta concentration. I initiate metta meditation by imagining a little kitten. I like cats, especially kittens. So my imaginary kitten is to loving kindness as gas is to a flame. I only need to think of my little kitten and my heart lights up with metta. And then he goes on and he talks a bit more about compassion. I tend to do less compassion and more metta, just because metta is the foundation for all the other ones. But I'll describe how he describes compassion. I only need to think of my little kitten and my heart lights up with metta. I continue to visualize my imaginary friend, picturing it as an abandoned, hungry, and very afraid. In its short span of life, it has only known rejection, violence, and loneliness. I imagine its bones sticking out from its emaciated body, its fur soiled with grime and some blood, and its body rigid with terror. I consider that if I don't care for this vulnerable little being, then no one will, and it will die a horrible, lonely, terrified death. I feel that kitten's pain fully in all its forms, and my heart opens up, releasing a flood of compassion. I will care for that little kitten. I will protect it and feed it. I imagine myself looking deeply into its anxious eyes, trying to melt its apprehension with the metta flowing through my own eyes. I reach out to it slowly, reassuringly, never losing eye contact. Gently, I pick up that little kitten and bring it to my chest. I remove the kitten's cold with the warmth of my own body. I take away its fear with the softness of my embrace, and I feel the kitten's trust grow. I speak to the kitten on my chest. Little being, never feel alone again. Never feel so afraid. I will always look after you, be your protector and friend. Love you, little kitten. Wherever you go, whatever you do, my heart will always welcome you. I give you my limitless loving kindness always. I feel my kitten become warm, relaxed, and finally purr. So here's a leader, right, in the Buddhist tradition, going, you know, really going into details about his kitten that he's imagining. So I just kind of wanted to share that as one way in which we might use for some loving kindness practice. I had been saying kittens, puppies, and babies, just like this phrase. But here Ajahn Brahm is kind of like really embellishing it and really connecting with this kitten with his imagination. So Ajahn Brahm is imagining that the kitten is emaciated and abandoned. We don't have to do that. That leads into compassion. For some people, maybe it's best to stay just with some warm-heartedness. So don't feel like you have to do that. But you're welcome to if you find it helpful and supportive. So I wanted to share that as an example as how one person starts their loving kindness meditation is purely with really imagining, right, with lots of details, a kitten. So maybe you don't need to imagine any creature. Maybe you already have somebody in your life or a being in your life that your heart just lights up. But if not, maybe try imagining a kitten or a puppy or a baby. So with that as an introduction, let's do some practice. So taking an alert, upright posture. We'll do a little bit of a body scan. So checking in with the face, around the eyes and the jaw, or places where we often hold tension. Is there a way that it can soften? Checking in with the shoulders. Sometimes we get moved up towards our ears. Can we let them shoulder blades slide down the back? Checking in with the contact points of where you're sitting with the chair or cushion or couch or bed or whatever it is you're sitting on. All the places that there's contact between the body and where you're sitting or what you're sitting on. Feeling that pressure. Bringing attention to the hands and feeling what the hands are touching, noticing. Is it warm or soft? Cold or rough? And then to rest the attention on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the in-breath and the out-breath. Can you notice the transitions between in-breaths and out-breaths? Those little moments, there's a shift. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being. I read a description of how Ajahn Brahm describes a kitten that he uses for metta meditation. Is there something that you can imagine that will warm up the heart? Maybe not a kitten, but a puppy or baby. And spend a little time really imagining, connecting with this lovable being. Maybe in your mind, you're having eye contact with this lovable being. You don't have to tell anybody what little being you're using. And then to support this connection with this lovable being, if it feels supportive, you can say phrases. If it doesn't feel supported, you can just connect with the imagination, with their warm-heartedness towards the lovable being. It often can be helpful to use the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then we can extend our loving kindness to include a good friend or a close family member, somebody that's in our life, bring a mental image of them to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Connecting with this good friend or close family member in a warm-hearted way. And to expand our loving kindness again, to include ourselves. Of course, we always include ourselves. To bring in an image of yourself to mind, or maybe the felt experience of this moment. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to extend our loving kindness even more to a neutral person, somebody that we don't know, that we don't have a relationship with. Might be somebody on this Zoom call, be somebody you see occasionally in the neighborhood. It's can be more impactful if it's an individual as opposed to just the generic people you don't know, but an individual person. Wishing that person well. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Sometimes it takes a little bit more effort to be with the neutral person because we don't know them so well. So what is it like to do a little bit more effort without straining, without striving, without tension? And then we'll end with some equanimity practice. For this practice, bring to mind somebody that you care about, somebody that you know is in your life. You care about them, but sometimes they're a little bit annoying. This is not the most difficult person in your life. On the scale of 1 to 10 with regards to difficulty, they're like a 2 or a 3. We're going to start where it's easy. Just the same way that we started with a where it's easy, lovable being for loving kindness practice. And then for this person, we can use this phrase. I wish you happiness and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you.